Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. How fun was that Carhartt Bassmaster College bracket last week? 8 of the best college anglers in the country going at it in a stepladder bracket to determine who would get a seat at the 2022 Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic at Lake Hartwell in March. The winner would also take home $7,500, paid entry fees in all 9 BassPro.com Bassmaster Opens next season, plus a Nitro Z20 bass boat and a Toyota Tundra pickup truck to use for the season. And that winner was Tristan McCormick from Bethel University, fishing in his final college event over Tucker Smith, an Auburn freshman and 3-time high school national champ. McCormick did it in dramatic fashion as well, coming back from several pounds down at midday to win by 3 ounces. McCormick is coming up in our Rapala winner circle. Also joining us today is Keith Combs, who is up next on the Classic Bubble, hoping for a double qualifier either this week at Smith Lake in Alabama or in a couple of weeks at Grand Lake in the Central's Open Final. In our leadoff role is Bassmaster Executive Director of Publications, Brian Brasher, and he's next. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
5 fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a 2-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Bassmaster.shop.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, let's get things going with the executive director of Bass Publications. Does a tremendous job. You find him on the front page or the first page inside of Bass Times, and then on the back page of Bassmaster Magazine. Brian Brasher is with us. Brian, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you having me on. How are you?
I am fantastic. A busy time of year for a guy that does stick and ball sports all week long, and then fishing stuff on the weekend, you know, between the baseball playoffs getting started this week and, of course, all the college football and the NFL. But, man, we had some great drama earlier this week in the college bracket when Tristan McCormick came back. It seemed like he was dead in the water, and it looked like young Tucker Smith was going to make his way to the Bassmaster Classic. And here comes McCormick, and he wins by 3 ounces. Man, what a deal that was.
Yeah, and you really don't know how to feel when something like that happens, because, I mean, you're elated for the young man who won. He's going to get to go and live a dream and fish the Classic, and then you're just heartbroken for the young man who lost. Who, I mean, 3 ounces. You missed the Classic by 3 ounces. That's a hard pill to swallow at any age when you're that young, and particularly if you've had the success of a Tucker Smith. And it's got to be tough to deal with, but it did make for great drama and big reward at the end of it. That's the nature of the Classic bracket, and it'll be interesting to see. Traditionally, college anglers haven't had a lot of luck in the Classic. It's a big stage, a big jump from what they're used to. But we are reaching a point where they are more and more prepared every year. I mean, they are battle-tested more than ever before. So it'll be interesting to see how Tristan does at Lake Hartwell. And as we move forward, I wouldn't be surprised one day to write about a college Classic bracket qualifier in the top five at the Classic. It could happen.
You know, and I think that what you said, Lake Hartwell, I think that's part of the mix here, because these college kids have fished a number of tournaments at Hartwell. I mean, that's one thing.
Sure they have.
You know,
they're
one of our great sponsors. Visit Anderson and Neil Paul are one of the sponsors of the show. So full disclosure. But let's be honest. I mean, everybody, you know, they have as many tournaments out of Green Pond Landing as anyone in the country, it seems like. And these kids fish there in high school. They fish there in college. So it's not like when McCormick goes to Hartwell that he's not going to know, you know, where the boat ramp is.
No. You show up at the Classic with a depth finder full of waypoints already.
Right.
I mean, how cool is that? And you have some level of comfort about what the fish are going to be doing at that certain time of year. Now, what you haven't experienced is the guys around you. I mean, and really the circus around you, media day, and that mm-hmm. blitz, and then the Night of Champions, and all of the things that you go through leading up to the Classic. And then you get out on the water, and you have the best competition in the world. So I don't know that you can be prepared for that, but if I were going to have to go through that, I'd want to have to do it at a place that I didn't need a GPS coordinates just to find the ramp. So that makes it a little easier for sure.
And they may struggle at the Classic, but they're not struggling when they get out there on the open circuit. I mean, we had Jacob Fouts on last week, and he was a former college champion that now has earned his way to the Elite Series some 3 years later or so. And, you know, that's the other part of this. Everybody talks about the Classic qualification. You finish last at the Classic, it's 10 grand. But on top of all of that, I mean, you know, this guy McCormick, he gets, you know, all nine opens next year, a truck and a boat to use, some cash on top of that. And he's you know, graduating now from, or has graduated now from Bethel. So he's in perfect position. This kid, I wouldn't be shocked to see him make it to the elites in a couple of years. They do really well on the Open Series. And the day is going to come where everybody is going to come through college like it's the NFL or any other sport where it feels like we got more and more guys that have a college background that are on the Elite Series.
You're just going to be that far behind if you don't. I mean, they're learning so much. And they're experiencing a level of competition that the average young angler can't experience without going and fishing through the college ranks. So they are much more prepared when it comes time to make a run through the opens to the elites. And having those entry fees paid, plus the truck and a boat to do it with, that helps a little bit too.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. It really will. And what a great addition he would be to the Elite Series if he did go on and qualify.
Brian Brasher with us here talking about a few things around the circuit. Of course, this was the first year with FS1, and the numbers were stunning. I mean, we kind of thought maybe we understood what was going on during the COVID year of 2020 when the live coverage TV numbers were really good. There was nothing else to look at, but there was a ton of competition this year with all sports being back in the mix. And when you look at those numbers, and I'm not saying this to offend any MLS fans or women's sports fans or any of those things, but the numbers for you know, 8 to 11 a.m. on a Saturday or Sunday morning Eastern time were stunning, more than we're watching MLS games, more than we're watching some other type soccer or women's basketball or what other sports. And it was really, really surprising. And you could tell that FS1 was feeling it as well as they continued to open up more and more windows for Bass coverage. It was really something.
Yeah, I think they realized quickly that they were onto something. We understand, you and I, we understand the popularity of bass fishing, the excitement involved in bass fishing. But there are a lot of people out there who didn't, maybe still don't, but they get to see it on FS1. Not only do they see that action, but my goodness, you get Mark Zona, you get Tommy Sanders, you get Dave Mercer, you get Davey Height, Ronnie Moore with his screen of knowledge. It's just a fantastic broadcast, regardless of whether you're fishing the Sabine River and praying for a 16-incher or whether you're fishing for great big smallmouth up north. It's a fantastic broadcast. They do a great job with it, and it's been so good for the sport, for fans, for people to learn. I mean, you talk about sitting down and actually watching a show where you can learn something. I'm going to watch Alabama play this weekend. I'm not going to learn anything that's going to help me on the football field.
Right.
But it's not that way with an Elite Series tournament. You can watch it and go out and do it tomorrow. And I think it's just been a home run from the word go, and it will only get bigger. And nothing could make me happier than live TV. When it happened, like you say, it almost happened by accident during the pandemic year.
Yeah.
But what a great accident it turned out to be.
My wife always, she looks at the DVR and she goes, why do you have this tournament that you watched it? Why do you have this Gunnersville tournament? Why do you have that Pickwick tournament? Why do you have, I said, because I'm going to fish that lake, and then I'm going to fish that lake, and then I'm going to fish that lake. And I said, and if you don't think that if I have a tournament anywhere near the time of, even in the same season, not necessarily the same month, you know, that's a resource. Man, I go back and look at that stuff and watch it and I freeze it, you know, when they show the lay of the lake and where the anglers are and everything else. It's like taking the GPS with you. It's amazing.
You better believe it. And it would almost be bad form to go out and do that on the water, wouldn't it? I mean, if you just found some local stick who's out there busting them and you take a camera and snap pictures, that would be bad form. But to do it with an Elite Series tournament that's broadcast live or that you've recorded, I mean, that's just smart. That's just the right thing to do. So I feel you there 100%.
It takes me probably 6 hours to watch a three-hour broadcast because I keep stopping at when I see something in the background. I know where that is. Oh, I saw that house. I know where that is. I keep looking at stuff in the background, and it kind of helps me locate where I want to be out there as well. It was an exciting season. It was no doubt about it. The next thing that we're going to learn about is all the guys that are accepting their invitations. Big names that we recognize and some names that are new. It's going to be really something. And before you know it, the boys will be heading for Florida all over again. And it's great stuff. And Brian Brasher has been our guest. And Brian, I know you guys are busy there at the magazine. And the next thing you know, we'll be into season 2022.
We will. It'll be right around the corner. And I have a phone interview with one of those big names who is trying to decide whether he will or won't this afternoon. So yeah. There's things to be done between now and then, but boy, I'm looking forward to it so much. I wish it started tomorrow.
Yeah, and he's been on this show twice in the last 3 months, and he won't give it up to us either, so don't feel bad.
Oh, I don't expect him to give it up to me either, but I'm going to badger him for it anyway.
You got to. It would be irresponsible journalism if you didn't ask the question.
That's right.
And he enjoys the fact that he's taking it down to the last minute, too. So that's a whole
nother. Of course he does. My phrase is always, you know, even the good Lord doesn't know what Ike is going to do.
That's a good point.
I think probably some truth to that.
I think he really doesn't know either. So that's, I don't think he's putting us on. I think he really doesn't know. All right. Brian Brasher has been our guest. Brian, I appreciate you so much, man. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, man. Call anytime.
Thank you. All right. We'll get a break in and we'll come back with more right after this. This is Phoenix Boats Bass. Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster Radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com. And visit LakeHartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear ya.
The deals on reels are scary good this October. Buy any Enigma fishing rod or reel and get the second at 50% off. Only in the month of October. It's like trick-or-treating. Only getting the full-sized candy bars. If candy bars were high-performance rods and reels, grab a ghoulish green Phenom Baitcaster and get another at 50% off. Then, pick out a rod to match and save another 50% off your second stick. It's the Enigma Fishing October sale. But you better hurry, because after Halloween, these deals will disappear.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio, and it's time now for a little... Well, it's time for the Arapahoe Winter Circle. You know, we've had the elites all in the Arapahoe Winter Circle. We've had most of the college guys in the Arapahoe Winter Circle. But how about Tristan McCormick? And I will tell you this. Back on Monday when we were watching how the championship of the bracket, the Carhartt college bracket, was going to work out, I did not think I'd be talking to Tristan McCormick until about 1 o'clock, 1:30. Then I realized, I'm going to be talking to Tristan McCormick, and he joins us now for the Winter Circle. Tristan, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Oh, doing good, brother. I appreciate you having me on, man. It's been a ride for sure.
I would think it has been. Now, let's tell people you're graduating. You're out of Bethel University now. So the timing of this, the opportunity to fish the Classic, the opportunity to have all of your open entry fees paid and have a truck and a boat to use for the next year. To me, this has got to be perfect for you because you are now ready to begin this career, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, I've been in college for 5 years and stretched it to the last one, man. And that's what kind of makes it even more special for me because I've been close so many times, you know, to winning and never got the job done. And, you know, God has a plan for everybody. And at the last tournament, he knew the whole time as soon as I stepped foot in college, my freshman year, that I was going to win the bracket. So, you know, that makes it very special for sure.
Well, it's hard to get to the bracket. I mean, you got to be a top three team in a national championship. You guys had finished second there, or be the team of the year. There was like four Auburn guys in this deal, including, you know, Tucker Smith, who you took down on championship day. And you're sitting there at the start of the tournament, and you're watching Tucker catch fish. You guys are fishing the same area in front of the same dam. And how do you keep your confidence up when you see the other guys over there hoisting them over the gunnel, and you're still looking for your good fish?
Yeah, it was definitely hard. It really didn't bother me any other day because, you know, I wasn't going up against him in the elimination. And, you know, I was watching him catch him. He was watching me catch him big ones. And that final day, man, I got up there and I saw him catch a few little ones. And I just told myself, I said, just don't worry about it. And I kind of just took my hat and pulled it down because he was right in my line of sight. And I just took my hat to where I could just pull it down and not see his boat. And, you know, I just said, focus on you, Tristan. That's all you got to do. And, you know, don't worry about the little things. Just go out and do you.
I loved your T-shirt that you were wearing, too. You know, that was really, really cool. The Jesus T-shirt. What did it say on it? Even Jesus has a fish story or something along those lines?
Yep, even Jesus has a fish story.
I thought that was that was fantastic and appropriate for you. You get to the break. And you know that you're down, you're behind. You know that at that particular point in time. Then you guys have a second break when the storm rolls in. You're underneath the bridge, and you got that look on your face like you haven't caught a fish yet. What was that all about?
It kind of sucks. You know, when John told me we're taking a break, I was like, man, you know, I'm on this momentum train. I just caught four big ones, and, you know, I think it was Ronnie Moore told me it was like 40 minutes, you know, and I was rolling. I was starting to get the ball moving, and he said break, and I was like, gosh dang it. I said, they're up there, they're biting, and yeah. I hope this is not, the wrong opportunity because we're taking a break. I don't want to miss another bite, but at the end, it never worked out. I mean, it didn't matter anyway, so it all worked out.
You get that 3-ounce win, which is extremely dramatic. Now, you left that area of that Boulden Dam and then came back to it. Talk to me a little bit about your strategy and what you were thinking when you bailed out of there. Did you know you would come back to it?
I figured I would, but my plan going into the morning was, you know, to stay there until the break because that's what I did the day before. And I really wanted to, you know, to utilize the current flow and all that, but I knew on Monday it wasn't going to stop flowing. So honestly, you know, looking back, I never should have left, but it was hard for me not to because I knew what could happen on the river, on them sand spots, you know, them sand flats and bars. And I knew in my head, I was like, well, I need to go do this because if I, you know, get five bites, they're going to be big and they're going to be 15, 16 pound worth. And I went down there and ran around and hit all my places down there. And man, it just didn't feel right. The water was high. You know, there was a lot of grass on the bank the day before that was on dry ground. And I come back and all the grass is in the water. I'm like, man, this, you know, I can't see very good. The water's a little dingy from the, you know, the rising water the night before. And it's like, man, this just don't feel good. And I asked John, I said, how much time we got left till the break? He said, 30 minutes. He said, I said, all right, let's run down here and hit two more places. And then we're going to roll back to the dam at halftime.
Tristan McCormick with us here coming off his win in the college bracket. Have you – obviously you fish all these team tournaments in the college series, and then you get this bracket. Have you ever experienced this kind of fishing before and fishing this head-to-head type of stuff where you really don't know, except for you get that update at the halftime break, where you really don't know what your opponent is doing?
No, I have not. You know, that's what's cool about this whole bracket deal. I like, you know, a lot of guys say they didn't like knowing what everybody had, but I do because, you know, it drives you to, you know, to make up that ground, that deficit you're behind, and to, you know, let you know how everybody else is doing, how the fish are biting. So if you're having a tough day, you don't lose hope. In other words, you can keep grinding, you know, because I'm not catching them, you know, it was tough on everybody. So you couldn't get down on yourself, and that was nice knowing.
Yeah, and you did a great job with it, that's for sure. And then going back to qualifying, I was talking to Hank Weldon about this, and this could become an idea. You heard it here, in case you hear this idea, but you were the number one seed. You guys had that seeding day. And I'm sitting here thinking, how are these guys handling this? Are you treating it like a practice day? Do you really care whether you're the first seed or the eighth seed? Or, you know, what's the value of the seed? And I thought that, what if you carried – your weight from the seeding day into the first matchup. In other words, if you're the one seed and you had 11 pounds and the guy you're fishing against, the eight seed, got in with, you know, 6 pounds or 7 pounds, you start that day with that 3 or 4 pound lead. Carry that. Now the one seed means something. I think that would be pretty cool. I think Hank likes the idea. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that would definitely switch the game up. And because, you know, this is a whole new format with the seeding day, first year they've ever done it. And, you know, it was, I didn't really know what to think. You know, I was talking to my boys, like my partner Stevie and Hayden Scott and Griffin Fernandez, and we was talking about it. We was like, man, what do we do? You know, this is so hard, and it's a hard decision. Do you try to go beat up on your fish and get that number one seed, right, or do you just go practice? So I went into it, you know, I wasn't feeling no pressure. I fished a bunch of new water. And caught a limit pretty quick, just, you know, junk fishing around, flipping a jig, top water, this and that. And, man, I that's when I found out them sandy flats. I started running them, and I caught two big ones, and I was like, well, crap, I might as well try to get number one seed now. So I caught one more big one. I was like, well, if I don't get it with 11 pounds, you know, it is what it is. So I just rolled my hooks in and just went practicing the rest of the day. So it worked out in that way, too, because, one, I could find some new tournament waters leading into the first day of elimination. So, you know, I got the best of both worlds, being number one seed and being able to practice.
You, and that 11 pounds seemed to be a number, of course, that was a number that you won with. You also had the 10-9 day. You had the one day that you were 9-9, and then you beat Connor Crosby with 10-14. So it seemed to be a pretty similar bite for you every day. Would that be fairly accurate to say?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I mean, me and Tucker both, I know he missed some key fish, and I mean, man, if you could count, you know, if you could count in the fish that missed some top waters and one I had hooked and this and that, I mean, I should have had 15 pounds every day. Wow. I mean, it's top water fishing. Everybody knows, you know, treble hooks, man, they're so easy to come off. And you wouldn't think that, but it's the number one bait that you lose fish on is a treble hook bait. And, you know, I just kept my head down, and I was like, well, you know, my goal every day was to get in that double digit range, because I felt like that's what separated you. But the biggest key to getting in that double-digit range is catching them, you know, above 2.5-pound average fish, which, right, you don't get many opportunities at, but you've got to land them when you do.
So you were getting set, Tristan McCormick, with us here. He'll be fishing all of the Opens next year. He'll be fishing the Bassmaster Classic at Harwell. I would imagine, though, you were getting set to embark on this career one way or the other. The deal now is, of course, your entry fees are all paid for the BassPro.com Bassmaster Opens next year. You got a boat to use. You got the Toyota Tundra. But you were already lining up sponsors. Tell me about some of the people that are helping you out and some of the guys that are already there for you as you embark on this next season, which will start sooner than later.
Yeah, man, I've had some opportunities to be with some great companies over the few years, and, you know, fish a lot of other events, and the partnership I've gained with these guys, like, you know, I'm running the brand new 650 Blazer Pro Tour this year. This is the second one I've had, and they come out with it last year, and they brought me on. You know, they put their trust in me, so that means even more to me. And man, I got some bait sponsors: Bass Reaper Baits, First Contact Tungsten, Jayco's Marine. That's my dealership. They're awesome guys. My manager, John Causey with Causey Angle Management, he handles all my stuff. It makes it nice. I mean, a lot of people don't really have a manager in this sport, but people don't understand how much stress you're under, how many emails you get, especially when you do a good event. And it's going to be nice for him to be beside me in this too, so he can help me through the journey, and along with Coach Mason and everybody else that I know.
Yeah, that's tremendous to have that all lined up for you. And in our last minute, Hartwell, I mean, there's so many events that are fished at Hartwell college-wise and even high school-wise. I assume you've been there, but you know where the ramp is anyway, right?
If not, Google Earth will find it for me.
Well, you got to be excited about fishing in the Bassmaster Classic. And at the end of the day, right, once you get out on the water, it's just you and the fish anyway, regardless of all the hoopla.
You know, yeah. And I'm excited about Hartwell. I've been there several times. I've been there, you know, 3 or 4 times at that exact time of year that the Classic's there. And I feel like it could either be, you know, 60 degrees outside or it could be 15 degrees. Yeah. So it's that time of year to where, you know, it's in between. You don't really know what to expect. So I'm super excited to get down there. I'm just going to go to the Classic, you know, just enjoy every moment of it. But when I get out there and start fishing, you know, it's just like a Monday Night Derby to me. It's me against the fish.
There you go. Tristan McCormick has been our guest. Tristan, congratulations once again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Tristan McCormick. Who knows? We'll be talking to him again. I mean, you know, all the winners come into the Rapala Winner's Circle, so who knows when we'll be talking to him again. I got a feeling it'll be sooner than later. All right, let's get a break. When we come back, Keith Combs, speaking of winners, he's up next, and he's you know, kind of squeezing out what's going on right now at Smith Lake. We'll talk about that with him next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadwrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Tom Abraham here from my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, we've had some luck in the past month or so helping guys out, giving them a little, you know, good luck, good mojo, if you will. The guys that have been on the bubble, on the classic bubble, waiting to see what happens in an open. And as you listen to this right now, it's Championship Saturday for most of you. Some of you are listening maybe on a Friday. And, of course, the Open is going on at Lewis Smith Lake. Hopefully I've done well and picked up a check in this thing. We'll find out next week, and we'll have a full report on that Open next week. But a double qualifier puts the next man in the Classic on the elite list, and that next man now is Keith Combs after both Scott Martin and Tyler Rivette have gotten in. So Keith joins us, and we're trying to give him a little love here. Keith, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me on again.
Two shots. Your fate, your classic fate, is in the hands of others. But you sit here and just tell us how you'll consume. I know you had a deal up in Michigan earlier this week, but now you sit there and, you know, as this classic is unwinding, do you spend any time watching it, or do you just watch football and then check it out at the end of the day on Saturday to see if you got it?
No, I'll definitely be keeping up with it, you know, just to see kind of what's shaking. I want to make the classic. There's no worse feeling for an elite fisherman than setting out the classic. And I mean, I'll definitely be keeping up with it and keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, and you know, you barely missed last year, and then this year starts, and you come out of the gate gangbusters. I mean, you were doing real well early on. You were 19th at the St. John River, and then you go up to Knoxville, completely different kind of fishery. Now you're 13th. You're looking pretty good. You must have been feeling pretty good. It was kind of an all or nothing year for you, though. You struggle in a few tournaments, and you know, you were second at Champlain, so it was like just to finish 30th would have been nice. Just a couple of 30th place finishes, and you wouldn't be worried about this right now.
Yeah, very true. It was just kind of a roller coaster season. And so many times, you know, you have a lot of times to analyze a season when it's over and you miss a classic. And I look at some of the things, and some of the times that I didn't have a good finish, it was still, I was around the right fish. I was doing some of the right things, and just, you know, got in a little bad rotation here and there, or maybe lost several key fish just like everybody does. But, you know, it's just kind of one of those years, and I can't say it's been a bad year. You know, it's been, I've had some good finishes, and then some of the stuff, the Texas stuff, other than bass that I fished this year, you know, cashed in pretty good around the house. So it's been, you know, it's been a good season, but one more spot on that elite roster would just make it a great season.
And I guess you look at different places and you wonder where it could have gone wrong for you a little bit. You know, even right at the end there at the St. Lawrence River out of Waddington, if I remember correctly, I think twice in the last 4 years you've been in the top 10 there. I mean, you know, that is a place where you've done some damage in the past. What went sideways for you there? Because that was a 62nd place, 64th place finish, something like that, at a place where you've had good success.
I have. That place has been really good to me. You know, the first four times that we went there for the elites, I had you know, two top tens and a couple other really, really high finishes, and felt like I had a pretty good pulse on the river. And kind of this year, being that I was, I think kind of this year what got me is the lake. You know, if you take out the lake finishes, then I would have done much better. Yeah. I wouldn't be in this position. But it's hard for that river to compete with the lake. Yeah. And you know, I think given my position at that time in points coming out of Champlain, all I needed to do was have a strong finish. And you know, I decided to stick it out in the river, and it fished tough this year. There was of course there's some big bags caught because it's the St. Lawrence, full of big smallmouth. They're going to be caught there, but overall the river fished really tough. And you know, it's kind of one of those things, you know, if you missed one opportunity at a big smallmouth or something like that, it was hard to make it up. And sure enough, man, I had one really good one, just not a giant, just a 4.5 pounder come off on me the second day of that thing. And you know, that was a big deal. But like I said, the fishing was so tough in that little July period that we were there. It was one of those ones where I needed that fish, and I couldn't recover from that. But you know, lessons learned. Next year we'll go out of Clayton, and I won't put all my marbles in the river, that's for sure.
No, well, going out of Clayton, yeah, the lake will be in play for everybody. And that lake, it's like restrictor plate fishing, if you will. I use a NASCAR term there, but it seems like everybody starts at, you know, the guys that are going to be competing, everybody starts at 20 pounds, you know, with 4 pounders, and the guy who has 4.5 pounders is the guy that's going to win the thing. You know, it just seems to be the difference between 22.5 and 20 is so razor thin. And then some joker will go out there and you know, and catch, you know, 26 or 27.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the potential's there. You know, we saw several smallmouth close to 7 pounds come out of that lake in the two times where it's been in play. Really for the elite. So the potential to catch one of those and change your whole tournament is really there in that lake. And that's kind of the wild card there. Cause like you say, everybody's going to be pretty close around that 20 pound mark. And then it's the guy who can get that extra 2 pounds, who can get that one really big smallmouth and boost his whole week up there. That's the guy who wins.
Yeah, Keith Combs with us. Strike King Pro Keith Combs with us. And you were up in Michigan, Northern Michigan, earlier in the week for a Strike King event up there. And it's got to be a nice break. Even this late in the year, it was a weird year in Texas with all the rain and the water going up and down and the storms that came through there. But it's probably nice to go up there and have a little fun. And that is a part of the country that is just, at the right time of year, is just unbelievable, that Northern Michigan area.
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful up here. You know, it's still summer feeling in Texas right now. And up here, you know, it's a fall vibe, and fishing, you know, should reflect that pretty well. But it's, I take advantage of coming up here anytime I get a chance. They have some of the best fisheries, small lakes that, you know, really things that kind of go under the radar that you don't hear about. That's what I enjoy, and every time I come up here, I learn a little bit more about smallmouth, and hopefully I learn something up here this time that I'll carry over.
I know Zona's up there as well with Strike King, and he's very confused, right? He's always confused. He grew up in Illinois or Indiana or whatever. He lives in Michigan, has lived there for years, yet he claims he's an Alabama football fan. We always see him wearing an Alabama hat anytime he's anywhere near the state of Alabama. Then he's a Michigan fan. His two sons, though, go to Michigan State. And, you know, Sparty's having a great year this year. So now they're playing great. Michigan's playing great. Zona may just be totally – I mean, he might be totally confused now. He doesn't know what to believe.
I'm not going to get into football talk with him. But smallmouth, he definitely –
he's got that figured out. Yeah, he's definitely got the smallmouth figured out. That is for sure.
Yep.
Talk to me about your thoughts. Obviously, you know, this time of year is the time that you guys are doing all of your re-rigging with everything and working with your sponsors. And, of course, boats are being sold and new boats you guys are getting. But there's been a lot of impact with the COVID hangover, if you will, from a lot of manufacturers. How are you doing? How are you finding out? What are you experiencing as you deal with sponsors and you deal with some of the bigger suppliers? How has it been for being able to get the products and so on that you need, including, you know, boat and motors?
It is a lot. It's the fishing industry right now, as far as, you know, tackle and boats, rods, reels, everything is kind of like everything else. It's hard to get product. And, this is the time of year where we're kind of getting everything together for next season.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantees that you're going to get, you know, what you need in time. And that's everything from boats to motors and electronics. And your sponsors are working hard, but some things are, you know, out of their control.
Right.
So it's kind of just day to day. We got a long time till the next season starts, but it's a different time. It's a different time for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And a lot of people ask me all the time, you know, what about the pros? You guys put your gear through a lot of work. You fish Shimano reels and so on. Do you guys turn that stuff over every single year, or is it just you got existing stock, or do you have certain ones that, you know what, I like this rig, this is a favorite of mine, and I was using it last year, I'm going to use it again next year?
It's really both. You know, you definitely want to stay, your sponsor is going to want you using the latest stuff, and if they've made a revision to a reel or a rod or something like that, you know, that's the one you try to keep in your hands. But you know, I fish a lot of Corrado DCs, and some of those I've had for, you know, three seasons, and they're still just like, they perform like new, or some of them even get a little age on them and they work better as far as casting goes. But a lot of times it pays, you know, it's to your advantage to stay up on the latest stuff, rod and reels, for sure, but baits and stuff, it's just to your advantage to use the latest stuff, not just from a sponsorship standpoint, just to show them a little bit of, you know, a different look sometimes.
Right.
So, you know, I use a lot of new product, and if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd probably 50% of the time I'm using the newest stuff, and 50% of the time I'm using stuff that I've you know, had in my arsenal for years.
Right. Keith Combs with us here. All right, just to wrap up, the 2022 schedule, you guys have been starting at the St. John River for years, but a little hook, little change up here. You go back-to-back, go to the Harris Chain. One of my favorite places on the planet is the Harris Chain. So you start out at the, you know, at the St. John's and the Harris Chain. Your thoughts about that and really the way this 2022 schedule sets up?
Yeah, we have an awesome schedule for next year. It's really, there's potential for it to be one of those seasons where we jack them just every single time. I mean, it would, if the stars line up, you know how Florida fishing is. It's so weather dependent. But, you know, I've been keeping a pulse on the Harris Chain, and I know that it's been pumping out really, really big sacks for the past few years. And I think we're going to be going there at a good time. It's not a place I have a lot of history on. I've only fished it one time. That was my first year on the Elites. We started the season there, and I'm going to have to go pre-practice it some this, you know, probably January, just to kind of refresh my memory of the place. But it's one that I'm looking forward to. I like fishing the St. John's as well. It's just so much different there than what we had for the first three or four seasons with all the grass being gone.
Right.
So, you know, I'll definitely spend some pre-practice time on those and kind of freshen my memory up. But those two, everybody that follows bass fishing knows that if you hit, you know, those two fisheries right, it's insane.
Yeah.
And I hope we have, hope we get that break with the weather and we can go up there and really crush them.
Oh, just be spawning at Santee Cooper as well when you get there in mid-March. That'll be a sight fishing deal probably. And then in Chick, April 7th through the 10th. I know a lot of folks around that lake that are anxious to get you guys back in there because it didn't show its true worth as a fall lake, but as a spring lake in April. Oh, man. I mean, that's another one. There could be a lot of 25-pound bags there. So it's going to be a really, really good-looking season, I'm sure. Well, Keith, we appreciate you so much, and good luck. Hopefully we give you a little bit of love here, and sometime over the next two open events, somebody might put you back in the classic where you belong.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and, keep on hoping that happens. It's no fun to miss that thing. So we'll see what the next 2 weeks bring.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
We'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
The deals on reels are scary good this October. Buy any Enigma Fishing rod or reel and get the second at 50% off. Only in the month of October. It's like trick-or-treating, only getting the full-sized candy bars. If candy bars were high-performance rods and reels, grab a ghoulish green Phenom Baitcaster and get another at 50% off. Then, pick out a rod to match and save another 50% off your second stick. It's the Enigma Fishing October sale, but you better hurry, because after Halloween, these deals will disappear.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffolk Mono, Fluoro, and Braided Lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out ProFishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now is the time to go to bassmaster.com/sweepstakes and enter daily through October 18th for a chance to win a 2021 Toyota 4Runner with the off-road premium package, plus an AFCO $500 gift card, Grizzly G60 cooler, and Yukonuba prize pack and 1 year of dog food, and a large big green egg integrated nest plus handler package. Now, while you are there, also enter to win the Bassmaster Fall Gear Giveaway, a $10,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card. You can sign up daily for the Fall Gear Giveaway through November 15th. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, like 40% off remaining classic gear. Bassmaster.shop is the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. And have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the legendary Lake Series as well. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop. Time now to take a look at the upcoming schedule. And, of course, the Smith Lake Open is pretty much in the books now. We'll have a full report on that next week, including interviews and a Rapala Winner's Circle segment as well. And then it'll be the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at Grand Lake coming up in a couple of weeks, October 21st through the 23rd at Grand Lake of the Cherokees out of Grove, Oklahoma, where the final spots will be won for both the Elite Series and for the Bassmaster Classic. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.